الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث الرابع وعنه عن أبي ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال أن ناس قالوا يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذهب أهل الدثور بالأجور يصلون كما نصلي ويصومون كما نصوم ويتصدقون بفضول أموالهم إلى آخر الحديث. We are still in this chapter of the various ways, and that there are many ways of doing good. So this hadith also explains further of how many ways there are of doing good, and we should probe into these, and we should try and make them apnana, try and do all those good deeds which are of the different ways. With regard to the hadith that we have read previously, the masjid and the etiquette of the masjid, one important point also is, which is also related to the masjid, though not in the masjid, outside the masjid, in our times, especially when we come with cars and we have to park, especially a person who comes late, many times he parks not in a proper way. And many times, especially when there is some function, almost always announcements have to be made that a certain car is blocking somebody's gateway, pathway, or it's obstructing traffic, etc. That should never be the case of a Muslim. A Muslim should open and show the way to the people, not close the ways, not make people find difficulties, but should make it easy for the people. And also when we do not park properly, then it causes a traffic hazard. It could even cause an accident. So that is also very important, even outside the masjid. All our relationship with the masjid is very, very important. And the sad part is we don't pay any attention to that, and we still regard ourselves as very good Muslims. When forget the rights of Allah, the rights of Deen, of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just fellow people's rights also we cannot fulfill. And yet we are very proud that we are very good Muslims just because we came for namaz or something. Islam is much more vast and much more deeper. Allah make us understand, and this is the superiority complex which we suffer from. And thinking that we are very good Muslims, Allah make us realize what our worth is before our worth will be checked in the qabr. At that time when we will realize that we were not worth anything, it will be too late. If we will realize this now and correct ourselves, it is only to our advantage. In this hadith, Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that people came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from amongst the Sahaba, and they posed a question. They said, O Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the rich people have gone taking all the rewards. That is, because of the wealth they have, they can do a lot of good things. They explained, يُصَلُّون كَمَا نُصَلِّي. They make namaz as we all make namaz. They've got full share in namaz. And at that time, alhamdulillah, even the rich people were very conscious of their deen. Today we just acquire a little wealth and we forget deen completely. And we think that we are now entities, great entities of our own, and we don't need deen. So they make namaz as we make namaz. وَيَصُومُون كَمَا نَصُومُون. And they keep roza as we keep roza. They also keep roza. وَيَتَصَدَّقُونَ بِفُضُولِ أَمْوَالِهِمْ. And they give charity with the extra wealth they have got. They are wealthy, they are rich, more than what they need, they have got wealth, and they give that in charity. We are poor, we haven't got, we find it difficult to make ends meet, so we can't give charity. So in other words, we are blocked, and we cannot do that good. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us that there are many other ways also of doing good deeds. Not only that you have to be wealthy to give charity. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, وَلَيْسَ قَدْ جَعَلُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ مَا تَصَدَّقُونَ بِهِ. Is it not that Allah has given you those other things by which you can give your charity also? What was that? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, إِنَّ بِكُلِّ تَصْبِيحَةٍ صَدَقَةً. Every subhanallah you read is charity also. So you don't have to have money to give charity. You read subhanallah, it is also a charity. And at the same time, we can think how many of us read subhanallah, alhamdulillah, etc. to give charity. Which is, we don't have to find somebody to give charity to. We don't have to have the money to give the charity. But we get the full sawab of the charity. But how many of us do that? Takbiratin sadaqatan, and every Allahu Akbar is also charity. Wa kullu tahmidatin sadaqatan, and every Alhamdulillah is also sadaqah. Wa kullu tahleelatin sadaqatan, and every La ilaha illallah is also sadaqah. May Allah let us realize the value of the third kalima. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Very, very great qualities and great, great virtues are mentioned. For one amongst the very many is that for each word is charity. For each word you get the sawab of the Mount Uhud. What a great big mountain. The Sahaba also were surprised when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said that you must do amal equal to the magnitude and the power of Mount Uhud. The Sahaba said, who can do that to make so lot of amal? Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, every subhanallah has got that value. But where are we acquiring? When we'll go in the qabr and we'll realize, then we'll be sorry. So much we could have acquired. And we just let our time go wasted. How lot of time, just idle on the phone, how much of our time is wasted. In how many other things we waste our time. If we would read this, how much won't we gain? And there's lot of other great virtues for reading this. In one hadith, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam went and he met Umme Hani radiallahu ta'ala anha, and she said that I'm gone very old and I can't do anything now. Please show me something that I can just be sitting down and do. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, read Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar 100 times. You will get the sawab of freeing 100 Arab slaves. Not only slaves, but Arab slaves of the progeny and ancestry of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's progeny. And you'll get the sawab of giving 100 well-prepared horses for jihad. In our times, like jets, fully laden with all the war equipment, so much sawab. And you'll get the sawab of having slaughtered 100 camels and feeding the poor. How much won't, if we have to slaughter one goat, it will be a big thing for us today. And to slaughter a cow, 100 camels and feeding the poor. And you will get the sawab of from the ground to the earth filled with reward by reading it 100 times. So how lot of sawab. And to read it 100 times will take about 3 minutes. But to ask ourselves, do I get the tawfiq of doing that? To make a few 5 rand profit, we say that today the competition is so heavy. Our markup is so small. We make so little profit. But how lot effort we made for that. Day and night we are working at that. Advertising, making promotion, sales. What and what don't we do? And for this that we can gain so much, and all the poor can do it also. The sickly can do it. Those who are weak, like Umme Hani said, I can't do anything, I'm too weak. For her, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed. So everyone can do all this so great. In one hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salatu wa salam said that as Allah ta'ala distributes wealth, Allah distributes akhlaq and good character also. So that means we ask Lord, we make dua for wealth, that I need money for this or I'm to become rich or something. But for good akhlaq, who of us make dua? For our dunya thinks I'm short of money, I need here, for that we'll make. But for good akhlaq, hardly any of us make dua. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, dunya Allah ta'ala gives for whom he likes and whom he dislikes also.
And that gives the non-Muslims also so much of dunya. And perhaps they've got more dunya than what the Muslims have got. Doesn't mean Allah likes them. And many Muslims also Allah has given lot of wealth. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, but deen, Allah only gives it to whom He loves. And whom Allah loves, Allah gives that person iman. And all tawfiq to do righteous things, it is a clear sign that Allah loves you when you get the tawfiq of being more and more obedient to Allah, more of His ibadah. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam added and said, a person who is too stingy to spend in the path of Allah, is too lazy to get up at night for tahajjud, and he is too much of a coward that he doesn't want to go for jihad. If he reads Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, he will get all that sawab of spending in the path of Allah, of getting up for tahajjud, of going for jihad. So easy to read the third kalima, what difficult. And all that sawab, which is normally very difficult for all of us, but we'll get all that sawab. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of that. And then further Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wa amrum bil ma'rufi sadaqatan. And to command right is also sadaqah. Today that is also what we are completely negligent. In our own house, we can't tell our wives also. We can't tell our children also. And if somebody else is doing Amar bil Ma'ruf, we discourage them. We try and stop them also. They don't fall into all these controversies and all these things. Just stay away from that. Just keep peace with everyone. We can't do it ourselves, and we discourage others also. وَنَحْيٌ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ صَدَقَةٌ. And to stop any person from wrong is also sadaqah. We can think, when did we tell somebody that your dressing is not appropriate, your trouser is below your ankle, corrected, or any other lot of wrong people are doing. We see clearly a person, we are sitting together, namaz time, we get up and we go for namaz, but the others are not going. We haven't got the courage to tell them that they go for namaz. It isn't our business. That is his private business. Whereas for a Muslim, for all this, it is part of his life, but we don't do any of these things. And then further, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَفِي بُضْعِ أَحَدِكُمْ صَدَقَةٌ. And having relationships with your wife is also sadaqah. They surprised the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and they said, Ya Rasulullah, أَيَأْتِ أَحَدُنَا شَهْوَتَهُ وَيَكُونُ لَهُ فِيهَا أَجْرٌ. Somebody satisfies his desire, his lust, and he gets sawab for that. There is sadaqah in that also. So we can see how lot doors of sadaqah Islam has left open. When you go and go to your wife and you satisfy yourself, in there also is sadaqah. And when the Sahaba expressed their astonishment, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَرَأَيْتُمْ لَوْ وَضَعَهَا فِي حَرَامٍ أَكَانَ عَلَيْهِ وِزْرٌ. Had he satisfied his desire in haram, going to some other woman, shouldn't there have there been guna? They said, فَكَذَلِكَ إِذَا وَضَعَهَا فِي الْحَلَالِ كَانَ لَهُ أَجْرٌ. So when he saved himself from haram, and he put it in the halal place by his wife, he satisfied himself, then he gets reward for that also. So many doors of sadaqah. But who of us even think when we satisfy ourselves that I'm satisfying myself in the halal place so that we can get that reward? But we only, without any thought, we're not in the habit of making niyat. Even for namaz, perhaps we don't make namaz. We just fasten our hands and we made our namaz. And for any, when we eat, there is no niyat also. When we go to sleep, there is no niyat. All this can be changed into very big ibadah if we make the niyat. When we go to our wives, we make the niyat, it can be a very great act of ibadah also. But we are losing out because we don't keep company of the righteous and the pious to learn this. And also, when we do listen to bayan, it is only to hear, not to make amal, not to bring it into our lives. So though we are hearing and we have become sunni, that is, we have become dead, we don't take any effect of anything. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to appreciate this great, beautiful deen of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam and make our lives accordingly.